This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Two, one, two, three.
I got the blues when my baby left me by the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner, she's gone so far away.
Good afternoon. This is Front Runner, Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. A dance event which is part of Diversity KL International Arts Festival 2017, which will open this Friday, September 1st, and it's called Boy Story, presented by Unlock Dancing Plaza from Hong Kong. But this dance was first premiered a hair over two decades ago in 1996, and it won the choreographer Yuri Ng an International Dance Award from France in 1998. He's here with Maurice Lai, who has documented this dance on film. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello. Yeah,
hello.
First, what's the connection between this dance and Malaysia? Because I know there is some kind of a connection.
That's the most significant part of this production at DPAC, because we are presenting the original cast from the 1996.
Yeah.
They have been dancing, they have been performing, but they have not danced Boy's Story together since 1990, since the 90s, since they left Hong Kong. And it's like a homecoming trip for them.
I assume when they danced in 1996, their bodies were quite different. I assume they were probably in their early 20s at most.
Your assumption is right. And they are much older. Yes, they
mature.
That's the good word, isn't it, Maurice? And they danced better than ever before, in my opinion. They have matured. They understand the piece now. I think they understand the bodies. They love their what they're doing now.
What is significant about this dance beyond the Malaysian connection? What is significant about it that you do it again and again, and you're using, for the most part, a lot of the same performers? There are different variations, I assume, of this dance that you've done, because I hear there's a 2016, you've done something, 2015, you've done something. So how many versions are there, and why these people?
Uncountable versions. Big and small, longer, shorter version I've done. Even a girl's version, a female version.
A female version of Boy Story?
Boy Story.
Oh, yes, yes.
Girls who want to be boys?
It was a challenge. We can see whether they can achieve what the boys have achieved in terms of movement. So it was more like a trial. One of the reasons was I created it before the handover of Hong Kong to China. So there was a lot of emotions, a lot of subtle political sentiments I was put into the work in the original version. For me, it was one of my most important work I created since returning to Hong Kong in 1993. I spent most of my professional career in Canada. I danced with the National Ballet of Canada for 7 years. So when I returned to Hong Kong, this is a very significant work for me.
You've used these Malaysians and you continue using them. Why?
I really wasn't thinking whether they're Malaysian or not. They are just beautiful dancers, young and energetic dancers that they're working at City Contemporary Dance Company at the point. And I've never worked with an all-male cast ever. So this was a challenge for me to draw something out of other boys, because they have left their hometown and went to Hong Kong to work. Very similar to I spend most of my professional career away from home.
To some extent, you've answered the question. You said that after 20 years, 21 years, they have matured and you think they are dancing better. But the assumption I'm making as a non-dancer is that, you know, 21-year-old bodies are athletic, perhaps even more beautiful to look at than 41-year-old, because we don't normally see 41-year-olds on the stage still dancing. I would assume that the dance then perhaps when they were 21, it was not that demanding that they can still do it now, you know, physically not demanding, physically not so athletic.
Oh, I had to prove to myself that they could still do it. They could still achieve all the steps they have done. And there was an opportunity in 2014.
Yes, in 2014. So there's a chance that Yuri can restage the Boy's Story in Tokyo, Japan. So he invited the Hong Kong Ballet to dance for him. And also he invites all the original cast dancers.
So you are using younger bodies.
Using younger bodies, but using the mature brains to
to teach them. Because it's like a repertoire for the City Contemporary Dance Company for many years. They do a lot of versions. They dance a lot in Europe or in Hong Kong. And then after those years, and because this dance is quite have a relationship with a Japan company called Akitans. So because of the competition in 1998, that Yuri go to Yokohama to have the competition and get the award. So after those years, so he invites Yuri to restage in Japan. So that's why he invite all the original cast, and they all from Malaysia, to teach the new boys how to dance. But after this, the fire inside the mature body lights up. So they decide to dance again. And this is in 2015. So they dance again in Hong Kong. So also five Malaysian Chinese dancers and one younger body, comparatively, from Taiwan. Yeah, so there's six boys.
So for the dance in KL, you'll have five Malaysians still and a dancer from Taiwan.
Yes.
In filming this, Maurice, what did you feel you captured of the dancers over the 21 years?
I know this story, I think in 2002. Yeah, because I work with Yuri and I saw some old videos from this dance. Because also, I remember that time, my wife is one of the girl versions dancers at that time. So they need to have a tour in Europe. She need to see the videos again to perform. So, and that's why I know, oh, there's a boy story, this dance piece. And then I do some arrangement for the videos for Yuri. And then I see a lot of different versions at that time already from 1996, 97, 98, 99, and then the Cloud Gate Dance Theater also danced in 2000. So it's only 5 or 6 years. It's almost a lot of versions about that. And I love that piece very much. And also I can see behind this story is the five Malaysian Chinese dancers is the original cast. And most of them is also my friend when I study in schools, because I'm graduating from the Hong Kong Academy for Performing Arts. I'm graduating from the film school. Some of them graduate from the dance schools, like Amen. They're my classmates, actually, but different schools. So I know them for 20 years, actually. So it's just like sometimes, like this story, they love dance. So they come to Hong Kong to search their dreams, buy a one-way ticket, air ticket, to come to Hong Kong and dance. It's so pure, so simple. And then they just dance 20 years. Some of them marry, have children in Hong Kong. Some of them come back to do their own company like Amen. And some of them go to Taiwan. Some of them not dance anymore, become a very famous lighting designer in theater. But now they all come back to dance again for this piece. So this is a very interesting story that I have to capture for my friends. And also I have to tell the young generation how they come to become the man they want to be.
In terms of the movements, you know, Yuri, you have said that they are dancing better. They understand the dance better now. What do you see in the movements?
There is a groundedness. There's earthiness. Is that the correct word for it? I think they're more grounded. They are more, I think they enjoy every single, you can see that they are enjoying, really enjoying every minute on stage. You know, the way, I mean, and when you were young, I think you just do things, you know, without thinking, without having to think so much.
There's an energy of the animal when you're young, I think. I know there's that spring in your step, but it is not a step that you think about. Maybe as the body's mature, there is a connection between the brain and the body that was not there when you were
young. I suppose when I choreographed with them, I was younger then too. And we just played the music and we would improvise steps and we were just having a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun making these steps up. And years later, I realized why I did all of that. only much later I realized why I did such a thing, why I structured the piece this way, why I make these such selections. So now I understand myself a lot better too through this whole process.
They performed this when they were in their 20s, now they're in their 40s. Where will this dance go for them?
60s? Real retirement? They keep saying that they will retire after this, but maybe not. I think maybe they would take this experience and move on to something very interesting.
As far as you are concerned, how much longer can these dancers do your dance into the future?
What do you mean can? You mean achieve the steps or wanting to dance or?
Assuming that they want to dance, and if they were to dance the same choreography, what will be achieved?
I don't see a retirement. I don't really see, jokingly, I mean, we said they will retire, but I never believe that there's such a thing called retirement. If you decide to do the step, you do the step. And if you decide to listen to the music and move to the music, I think you can do it anytime you want in your life, regardless what situation you're in. But whether we are selling tickets, whether we want audience or not, that is totally different.
I can buy that. I think
asking people to come to see us is not because we just want to sell tickets, that how great they are. I think it's sharing something so important in their life, in our lives, and to Malaysian dance community, probably. I think they should come and share how these people, what they have gone through the documentary and through the dance.
Can you envision what will happen, let's say, instead of going 20 years from now, in another 10 years?
I couldn't envision what happened in 1996. I never imagined in my life that I would see this piece. I would live to see this piece.
What
again
is achieved by showing the film in the first part of the performance and then seeing the live performance of this dance?
This is a very interesting experience, actually, because we did the first time last year in Taipei. So we sold, we don't have this arrangement first. And we have two shows, and then the ticket is sold very well. So we decided to add one more show. But we don't want to add one more show because of the sales and the tickets. So we want to do something
different.
Different. So they mentioned about to show the documentary first. It's a 60 minutes documentary at that time, and then the dance piece. Because some of them is see both. So very interesting. It's like you know their lives, how they come, and then what's the journey they go, and then to this moment. Because it's very emotional moment that when the documentary is finished, a few minutes later, curtain up, you see the real people come out to dance for you. It's very interesting because you already know these people, like what they're doing in their lives or for this dance. And then you see the reveal come out to dance, and it's a new experience for the people.
I think it gives a background for the audience who have no idea who these people are. And it's like watching a documentary on Brad Pitt since he was a teenager, and then suddenly Brad Pitt will appear on stage and then talk to you what he feels like now, how he feels like about
the theater.
And
why we did this piece now.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. When we go to see a dance, we see the dance and we don't know anything about the dancer. Here we will see a history of the dancer, their journeys, and then culminating in their live performance.
Alive, not dead.
Because we talk about show the film first and then dance later, or the dance first and the film later. We have this kind of argument, you say, when we do the performance. But at last, we think, show the film first. Let the audience know the background first.
That's my vote also. Boy Story is a dance performance presented by Unlock Dancing Plaza from Hong Kong. This dance event is part of Diversity KL International Arts Festival 2017, and the dance will be staged at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre this weekend, starting Friday, September 1st, and running through Sunday. Performances on Friday and Saturday are at 8:30 p.m., and on Sunday it's at 3 p.m. The dance performance will be preceded by the documentary film by Maurice Lai. Tickets are priced at 88 and with D-card concessions at 75. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.